From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. Chronic wasting disease has been found in Franklin County from a hunter-harvested buck. It is the first CWD case for the county, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. CWD is a fatal neurodegenerative disease that affects the deer family. It deteriorates the deer nervous system, which causes it to lose its ability to forage. It is not infectious to people, cattle, or pets, but the department still emphasizes caution. The first major renovation of Columbia's Douglas High School is set to begin next summer. KBIA's Jeremy Schmetterer has more.
Renovation plans for the 99-year-old school include $5 million in upgrades for services including heating, air conditioning, and electrical and water systems. An additional $1.4 million will be allocated to classroom renovations, including remodeling a kitchen for a culinary class, the addition of a music curriculum, and a new classroom for teaching construction-related skills. Columbia Public Schools Community Relations Director Michelle Baumstark says these renovations are necessary because of the building's age and infrastructure.
I think having a facility that motivates and inspires students so that they're in an environment that is a high-quality learning environment for them, I think that makes a difference in the positive attitudes and the learning culture that you'll see in that building.
Douglas High School serves as an alternative school for more than 200 students. Students and faculty will be relocated during the 2016-2017 school year, and Baumstark says CPS is actively looking for a space that will meet the educational needs of school curriculum programming. She says the project is expected to be completed by the 2017-2018 school year. Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News.
Health officials are expected to perform additional testing this week at a Northeast Missouri hotel where the bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease was found. Three guests who stayed at the Best Western on the River Hotel in Hannibal became ill, and one of them died, but health officials have not confirmed the death was due to the disease. State health officials and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention performed testing last month. St. Louis Planned Parenthood supporters say the recent shooting at a clinic in Colorado has strengthened their commitment to stand behind the agency. More than 100 people attended a rally in support of Planned Parenthood Saturday outside Missouri's only abortion clinic. Abortion rights activist Ellen Dempster says it's important to stand together in wake of the shooting.
Not only to show the opposition what we are about and that we will not back down, but to show each other what we are about, that we will not back down and that we'll hold each other's hands through this.
The shooting also hasn't driven anti-abortion protesters away. A small group picketed on the sidewalk outside Missouri's only abortion clinic Saturday during a rally in support of Planned Parenthood. Longtime anti-abortion protester Cindy Mendez says shootings like the one in Colorado are caused by a lack of respect for life.
There is no respect for life whatsoever. And any of us can be shot right now or in the grocery store or anything because nobody's respecting life. They think that killing is a big joke, just like the Planned Parenthood people do.
St. Louis Planned Parenthood CEO Mary Kogut says area clinics have not seen a drop in patient numbers in the wake of the shooting. Nick Gale, KBIA News, Columbia.